This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When things are uncertain, companies often find safety in size. To be fair, safety is found in size even when everything's fine in businesses. But the through line here is that bigger for those businesses is usually better. Today, food. U.S. Foods, already among the biggest food service distributors in this country, is buying five business groups from Service Group of America. That's a $2 billion cash deal as the company pushes west across this country. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains what it might mean for your dinner.
If you've ever had an entree in a hospital cafeteria or a snack at a stadium, chances are the food you're eating comes from an enormous food distribution company. Even though we want options when we eat, anyone running a kitchen doesn't really want to source our wings and celery from different places. So says Jonathan Doe, business professor at Villanova University.
It's just not efficient to have five different suppliers for your, you know, frozen French fried potatoes.
We've seen lots of food supplier consolidations. Kraft and Heinz, Conagra and Pinnacle. Don Thilmany, an agribusiness economist at Colorado State University, says this acquisition is different. Because U.S. Foods is a distributor. They prepare and deliver food. They don't produce it. And she says all of these companies are responding to market pressures.
Fairly even negotiating and playing field exists across the whole food supply chain.
The acquisition expands U.S. Foods' reach into the Southwest and Northwest. Dipanjan Chatterjee, an analyst with Forrester Research, says if a company wants to move into a new market, rather than starting from scratch, it makes sense to just
acquire an existing operation that already has the infrastructure, the customer relationships.
And he says legacy companies don't want to spend time and money trying things out. They'd rather have small startups do it. Then, if it seems profitable, acquire them. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.